You'll be here tomorrow. We're coming to your kasha tomorrow. I found it. Why it's called Trumas Hadesh, not Trumas Gecholim. The Ritva is it. Yeah. The Ritva is in Yuma. He has no teretz. But we'll have a teretz tomorrow.
We have no teretz. We have a teretz.
Yeah. Not we. I mean, not we. But,
Another kasha. Why is it called Kippah? Hang on. First, the Kippah had a Kippah on it. And that was on level Adar.
Yeah. We explained that in the last year.
On the ground?
Get it on tape. Huh? Get it on the tape. Explain it last year. Baruch was Friday. I don't remember when it was. Friday we spoke about it. Okay, we got to learn. I got to go. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm sure she's going to rush tonight. I'm sorry. Okay, let me get it. Pirchei Kuna ish kistel barts. Am I hotsam korilu roivim? Hocha korilu pirchei kuna. Yeah, there we refer to the young people as roivim. Here we refer to them as pirchei kuna. So the Gemara... Amri, ein hosam de lomotu lemeber avoido. They were talking, they're so young, they can't do avoido. Roivim. They are shoimer, they don't do avoido. Here, karlu roivim. Hocha de motu lemeber avoido, karlu pirche. These people are doing avoido, they're just younger koyanim. Now, what does it mean, lomotu lemeber? How old are they? So the Meforish learns and the Rosh, they're under bar mitzvah, which is a very big chiddush, because then means you have people under bar mitzvah doing the Shmiras Amigdosh, which is a dova muzar. I mean, the Mishal Melech says, how could it be? I mean, how could we have a cotton, if it's an avoid, the cotton certainly came in, it's not an avoid, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah the rice. How could we have a cotton doing it? What is the rice? It's psukim, the Shmeris. You know what I mean? It's psukim. So it's a mitzvah the rice. It's an analos. Ram holds a mitzvah, it's an analos. So most learn that it doesn't mean under bar mitzvah. It means under 20. Because even though the machloek is in the Gemara in Chulin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I think it is, you can't do avoid until you're 20. But the Gemara says, even according to us, that you can do avoid under 20, that's only b'dieved. But the chatchila, they didn't let them do avoid. So when we say here, loimota lomeber avoid, we mean under 20, but not under bar mitzvah. But the Reforish and the Rosh says that way also. Tnanos. B'shloishim mekoimis, akoyinim shoimim b'veis hamigdosh. Beveis Aftinas, Beveis HaNitzoitz, Beveis HaMoig. V'halavim b'chof alef mekoimus. Okay, let's go. Hey, al hey Shari HaRabayis. The Shari HaRabayis, we'll learn we're going to learn more midas, but there's two on the south side called Chulda. There's one on the west side called Kipoinus Epis. There's one on the north side called Teddy, a Toddy. And there's one on the east side.
Are you going by this one or the other side?
I'm going by what it says.
Okay,
there's no machlokes. There's no machlokes. It's a Mishnah. It's a Meferish Mishnah. So you have five on the five Shari Arabayis. Dalit al dalit pinoisav mi befnim. Four are standing in the corner of Arabayis, inside Arabayis. Hey al Shari Azora. Now, if you look in the next Mishnah meetings, you'll see there are seven Shari Azora, not five. We'll see. It's going to be asked in 2 seconds. V'dalir al dalir pinoisav mibachutz. So in the Harabayis you have five and four, five by the shorim, four in the corners, mibachut, mibefnin. In the Azor you have five on the shorim, four in the corners, mibachutz. So that's 18 so far. Echod belishkas hakorim, that's 19. That's part of the lishkas beis hamoike. Echod belishkas haparoiches, that's where they made the paroiches. What?
Lishkas hakorim was inside.
It's in the Beis HaMoike.
It's inside the building.
If it's a building, whatever Beis HaMoike it is, yeah. Yeah. Where we came to you, we answered your question on Friday. With Bali Mumin. Later. Let's go, we'll get to the back.
Echo
Belishkas
HaParoiches. Yeah. Which one's where?
We don't know. The Ferry Soul doesn't know where it is. Neither does the Rosh. Okay, they know. There's smart people. The Ferry Soul doesn't know where it is. There was something the Rosh says behind the western wall of the Azorah.
Behind the west wall of the
Azorah. Of the Hegel. It was open, a little opening. It had a little opening, a little hole into the back of the Kodesh HaKodesh, so that it was machshir the back of the Azorah for Shkitas Kodesh HaKodesh and for Pesach Oil Moed. This was open to the Pesach. They made a little hole in the wall there. Okay. The kids are 21 places. Minani Mili. Okay, hang on. This is a difficult ace. This passing the Vayom is, I don't know what the Pshat is there exactly, but where do you get 21? Vayami Lovim Asnita Tonu Dichsid. It's a passing in the Vayom. It's definitely talking about Levium over there. It's talking about the avoid of the Levium. La Mizroch HaLevium Shisha.
There were six on the Mizrach. Litzvoina, now that's wrong. It should say Layoim, not Levim. It should say Layoim. Litzvoina Layoim Arbo. Lenegbo Layoim Arbo. So far you have 14. 6, 4, and 4 is 14, correct? Ulasufim Shnayim Shnayim. That's another 4. That's 18. Laparbar Lamayriv. Now, Farbar, I have no idea what it is. It's something to think it's some sort of a Lishka somewhere on the outside. Out, somewhere far out. I don't know. Nobody knows what it means. Who? Extra. Added on Lishkas. Lishkas that were added on, assume his surface. Now, this Parbar had Arbola Masila, 4 on the ramp leading to it, whatever it was, and Shnayim for the Parbar itself. The Kitzer, that adds up to 24. Now, that's a problem, because we're supposed to get 21 out of there. Amri Hanichov Dalet Havu. Omer Abaye, he misunderstood. When it said there, Lasufim Shnayim Shnayim, we understood it to mean 4 altogether. To the additional, the Hisophis, 2 and 2, meaning 2 to this one, 2 to that one. Doesn't mean that. Okam Lasufim Shnayim. Either it means, the Mepharish learns it means Lasufim Shnayim, meaning every Asufin had Shnayim, Shnayim, whatever, there's only one of them. Or the Rosh learns it means there were 2 Asufim, so therefore there were 2, but in total there were only 2. So for 4, it just down, went down to 2. So that means from 24, we just down, went down to 22. We're still not out of the woods. Akati Esen Treyav, it's still 22. Even if we make that Asufim 4 into 2, we're still at 22. Zog de Gemara, Heyach de Farbar Chad Havu. When it says Farbar had 2 Levim, it's only 1 Shmir in one place. That was a far out place. We didn't want it sitting alone. So there were 2 people stationed there. But it only counts as 1 in the Shmiris. Now, they all want to know. So, hey, Baze, I mean, it said, Lenegbo, Layoim, it said, Lamizach, Halavim, Shisha. How do you know it means 6 places? Maybe it's 6 guys standing so they could play bridge. I don't know. So, the before it says good. If it was Litzavso, you don't need 6. I mean, 2 is enough. If the Pasuk is telling me 6, it means to tell me 6 separate Levim. I mean, to tell me if it's Tzavso, 2 is plenty. Okay. Once Mishum Dekoy Abroi, it was outside. I don't know what this fiber is, but apparently it's far away from everybody else. And how far it could be, it's still in the confines of the Harabayas. The Gansam Ais is 500 Amas, 500 Amas.
Wasn't the one who was in the west?
What? Yeah, this fiber is in the west.
So it's the one who was behind the hill.
No, that's still, yeah, it's not that far. That's called far away. Okay, that's not, I don't think that's in the things means. I don't think so. I think it means the west of the Harabayas, all the way to the bottom of the mountain. That's what I think. I don't know. I'm not sure. Franklin must made Farbar altogether. My Farbar. Farbar is like saying facing out. It's far out. Okay, now let's just remember what we said in the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah there are 3 Koyanim and 18 Levim, correct? Now, the way we learned, we said there are 3 shittas in this. We went with the Mefarish and the Rambam. The 3 Koyanim, there were no Levim there. No, it's Beis Haftinas. Beis Hanitzitz, Beis Haftinas, and Moike were Koyanim and no Levim. The 18 Levim were in 18 other places. That means there were, in 21, sorry. There were Beis Haftinas, Beis Hanitzitz, and Moike is the 3 Koyanim. There were 21 other places, that's Levim. Dibo is saying more. Lioilom Chavdalat. Yeah, we spent it. We spoke about it already. The Mefarish says it doesn't mean there. It means in general. Wherever Levim were, they were Lamata. He goes out of his way, the Mefarish, to explain that. Because it doesn't mean that. Because they weren't. There were no 2 people in the same place, according to them. Zogdig Moavibo Yisem Loelam Chavdalit. There are Tetak of 24 in the Pasuk. Kiddich Siv. Don't play games with me. It's 24. Plosim Inayu de Koyanim. It's Taki counting all 24 places. So that's okay. 21 Levim and 3 Koyanim. Ve'esrin v'chad Levim. I v'hocha Levim u'dechsev. It says in that pasuk Levim, you're in the middle of a parak over there. Just open that parak, give me a look. Your eyes will pop out. It's lists of names and names and names of Levim. It's clearly talking about Levim. How can you tell me you're talking about Koyanim? Zog de Gemara kid Reb Shu ben Levi. Dom Reb Shu ben Levi. B'chov dalet mekoymis nikru Koyanim Levim. V'zeechod mehem. V'akoyanim ha-Levim b'nei tzodik. Say Nochanami, it says Levim, but in 24 places in Tanakh, Koyanim are called Levim. This is one of them. So when it says 24 Levim, it doesn't really mean 24 Levim. It means 21 Levim and 3 Koyanim. Good.
How do you look at the places, though, the Farber and the Masila? We explain exactly where the Levim stood. And all of a sudden, the Pasuk comes.
The Rush works it out, if you're really interested. The Rush works it out. Up to the last step, I can't figure out, but he works out basically. Basically works it out.
Okay.
He does work it out. Okay. Now, in terms of this Pasuk, the child is, what does it mean, La'yoyim? What is it? I don't know, stop what that word means in the Pasuk. What does it mean, La'yoyim? La'mizrach ha'yoyim. I'm sorry, La'mizrach ha'levim shisha, L'tzvoyna la'yoyim abo, L'negba la'yoyim abo. It's especially difficult because we said the other day that many Rishonim, most Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rav, most Rishonim hold the B'Shmir only Balayla. The Mefari says it's by Yom Balayla. Most people hold the B'Shmir only Balayla. This doesn't mean by Yom altogether. Some word doesn't make.
Maybe it means regarding the shadow and the sun. But Yom, shadow, is a moment.
Facing the day. Meaning the Rosh says, and maybe the Kazakh, every Shomer had a face east. La'yoyim. You're always facing where the sun rises. He didn't have a choice of how to stand. Whatever his position was, he had to face east. What you think about is a very interesting thing. I was just talking to somebody today. It means, let's say the guy who's standing in the corner, the western corner, let's say, of the Azorah. The Azorah walls go like this. He's in this corner, but he's outside, it says. And the Azorah are outside. So he's standing behind the western wall looking east. He's looking directly into a wall. And that's how Shema does this. That guy is looking straight into the wall of the Azorah. The guy in the Harabai is not so big. So that's a good question. It says it only north and south. It's interesting. It says it only north and south. The Ravid brings up Shmuel HaChosid. That's what it means. That even though the Shemira was by Laila, not like the Mefarish, but north and south, he had to have Shemira by Yoim. That's how he learns the Pasuk. It's a difficult Pasuk. I'm not. If you look at Mitzudas Tzion over there, Pasuk in the Nach, they say, Mitzudas Tzion says it means like Yoim all the time. It's not a one time job. Like Yoim all the time. That's how the Mitzudas learns the Pasuk, the Pshat, the Pasuk. Rashi, I don't know what he's saying there exactly. I don't know what Rashi says. It's very unclear to Rashi. The Radak goes through this whole Gemara. He just brings the whole Gemara. Chazal say that's what this means. He doesn't work it into the words of the Pasuk. He gives you the Gemara. Chazal say that's what the Pasuk means. Doesn't really work through the Pasuk there. Okay, let's give him a thought. Good. Okay, now we come to a problem here. It said, Chamisha on the Chamisha Shari Arabais. That's good. That's all there is. Ain't no more. You got two on the south. Chulda, they call them Shari Chulda. You got Kipunis in the west. You have Tori in the north. And the main entranceway in the east. Now, Shari Azorah, it says there are five here. That's what it says. Hey, I'll five, right? The next, this is a Mishnah Aleph and Midas. This is a quote from Mishnah Aleph and Midas, right here. Mishnah Gimel and Midas says, I'm sorry, Mishnah Dalet, Shiva Sha'orim Hoyo Bazor. There were seven Sha'orim. Three on the south side. That's Shara Delek, Shara Pchor, Shara Mayim. One on the east, the famous one, Shara Nikanor. And then on the north, those we know, Shara Nitzitz, Shara Korm and Shabbat HaMoikit. So there were seven. So Frank the Gemara, what do you mean they're telling me there were five on five? There are seven Shorim there. Now, of course, you should be jumping because that's a ridiculous question. Because by the Shara Nitzitz and by the Shabbat HaMoikit, we're Koyanim. When the Mefarish told us where there's Koyanim, there's no Levim. So everything's very, that's very good. There were seven Shorim in the Azor. But by Nitzitz and by Samoikim and Akayan. So the Levim were on the five remaining ones. Simple, no problem here. That's like the Rosh, wasn't the Forish. But the Emma says, that's what the Forish says. That's the Gemara's question, that's the Gemara's answer. He said, and he says back here, how do I know that where there's Koyan, there's no Levi? I know it from this Gemara. Because look what the Gemara says now. Kamish al Kamish Shori Harabais. I'm sorry, I skipped a piece of Gemara, I'm sorry. Put that in reserve, file it under something, we'll be back. Chamish al chamish shari. We have another problem first. Chamish al chamish shari harabayis. When you talk about harabayis, they were standing inside. Hey al hey shari azor arbal bapinoisav mibachutz. In the harabayis, they were inside. In the azor, they were outside. Building more business for boss. Maishno harabayis davdin mitoichoy. Maishno azor davdin mibachutz. Very simple. We have a problem here with Ein Yeshiva. They can't stand through the whole night. It's very hard to stand up the whole night. In the Azor, you're not allowed to sit. In the Harabai, it's not okay. So they had them inside. In the Harabai, in the Azor, they couldn't sit. So they had to position them outside. Somebody got tired. They could sit out for a couple of minutes. Amre, Harabai is the Itomo, if they got Shvach, Uboy Mesav, they want to sit down. Yosef, they can sit. Amrina Mitoichai. So they could be in the corner or in the shahr. Azora, the Toma boy, the Mesav, Lomotz Yosef. If they will have exits and they want to sit, they can't sit down. Domamar in Yeshiva Bazola Malchi Bezdova Bilvad. It should be Avdina, not Avdina Mibachutz. Okay, very simple. Next. Omamar. Now flip back the file now to where we were before. Omamar, hey al Heshari Azora, the Hey Shorim Udahavi Bazoro, Verimini, Zayin Shorim Hoyu Bazoro, Gimel Batsofen, that's the ones we know, Nitzitz, Carbon and Moike, Gimel Bedorim, that's Delek, Pchor, and Sharamayim, Vechabamiz, Nikano, Omar Abaye, Treminayu Lotzrichi Shimur, two of them, meaning Nitzitz and Besamayke, don't need Shimur of Levim. Why not? Because they have Shimur of Koyanim. The Gemara itself is talking out the whole thing. And the Mefarish back there, this is his proof that when you have a Shimur of Kayanim, you don't have Shimur of Levi.
That's the Mefarish's way of going.
The Mishnah Rambam. The simplest way to do it, really, but of the simpler ones. But the Rosh doesn't like it. The Rosh doesn't like it. What's the question? It's obvious. So they all explain, yeah, that's Enoch Anami. The Gemara is talking. He says it himself. That's what he says back here. It's interesting. He uses this Gemara as a proof that he's right. What does it mean, two loboy shimur? Why not? Because they're populated by koyanim already. Fakir, don't you take the Gemara that where is a koyan? You don't need a levy. He says, this is what it says. Okay, now, Rova comes with a strange teretz, boy. Again, we have lechura problem. It says in Mishnah Beis that there were five levim on the five sheorim of the Azor. Mishnah Dalet in Midah says there were seven sheorim. So we give a simple teretz. Those two had koyanim, so there's no levim. Comes Rav and a new teretz. Machlokes tanoim. It's a machlokes tanoim. How many shorim there were in the Azor? Rav ha'om atanoihi. Because I'll show you, there's another shita. You're worried about seven and five? I'll show you somebody holds there were eight. It's a free-for-all over here. So if he holds five and he holds eight, I'll tell you that somebody holds seven also. Not the end of the world. Apparently it was unclear by the tanoim what was going on in the shorim Azor. The minimal number of Gizborim was 13. Umezayin Amarkalim. Amarkalim is a higher level bureaucrat. They're over the Gizborim. Reb Nosson Omer. Ain't poisim yigimel Gizborim. Why? What's up is the magic number of 13 Gizborim? Keneged yud gimel she'orim. 13 she'orim. Now, the Gemara says like this. Apparently, the five she'orim in Harabayis is a given that everybody knows. So if there's five shorim in Har Abayis, and he says there are 13 shorim, obviously he holds there's eight in the Azor. So that's a new ball game. You started with five, he asked me cash from seven. I'm now showing you Reb Nosson holds there's eight. You see, it's a machlokes tanoim. So there's someone who says five, and there's someone who says eight, and there's someone who says seven. That's all. Dal chamishu the Har Abayis. Five on Har Abayis. He said 13. Poshlu tamia, the Azor, there must be eight. Almo, iketana doma tamnia. Havu, iketana doma shivo. It's a very, I tell you, we'll come back to me, it's a very strange thing. Because you're telling me that Mishnah Beis over, I'm sorry, Mishnah Aleph in Midas holds there were five Shari Azor. Mishnah Dalit holds there were seven. It's one Mishnah right after the other. This is Mishnah Aleph. This is Mishnah Aleph. Chamish al Chamish, Shari Harabais. Chamish, Chamish Azor. You're telling me now, not it's five out of seven like we answered, there's Taka only five. He will set seven, he will set seven. This Mishnah and this Mishnah are two different Tanoim. It's a modern Zach.
It doesn't say there are gates. It just says that.
Huh?
It says there were people who watched. It didn't say it was gates. The first Mishnah says.
Chamisho al Chamisho Shori Azor. Frag the Gemara, there were seven. The first Teretz is two occupied by Kohen. The second Teretz he holds is only five. He holds his five. He holds his. It's not a Kashach, man. Just an odd thing. You know, you have two Stamish knives, one right after the other. I don't know if he had to remember God doing a thing like that. It's absurd. What, two stamish nice?
So in the same Mishnah, the Gemara answers, this is Ramea, this is Rabbi Huda, this is Ramea.
Yeah, when they're back to the wall. Tavre, Mishon, Azul, Shon, Azul, when you're back to the wall, yeah. So okay. Anyway, it's a drama, not back to the wall. Yeah. Abayas is a very good teretz. Teretz is simple.
But it says, Chamisha Shari Abayas.
Right? No, not for Abayas. But the next, Chamisha Chamisha Azor. For Har Abayas, there were five, that we know. But there were Chamish al Chamish Shari Azor. So the Gemara asks, but there were seven Shari Azor. Teretz number one, you're right, there were seven, but two have koyanim.
The language says Chamish al Chamish Shari Azor, right?
Right.
That doesn't mean there were five Shari.
No, that's the first Teretz. But the second teretz says it does mean that. That's Rova. The Gemara said, the Gemara understood it means there's five. Because if there's more, put a Levi there. The first teretz is you don't put a Levi. There were more, but you don't put a Levi there because there's a Kohen there. The second teretz is there were only five. I'm saying, you're right. When we're back to the wall, we do. Abaye's teretz is simple. It's so simple that the Rosh doesn't understand why you have to ask it even. I mean, obviously, there's only five because two were taken by Kohen. It's like such a simple thing, Abaye. And yet, Rav is willing to be matrig different that the Mishnayos are mechulokis. Yeah, it's not a kasha, you know. When you have nothing else to do on a Saturday night, you wonder about this thing. You know, it's an odd thing to do. It's time to have something else to do. Okay, man, let's go. Yeah. Lohoy Yishenim, we'll just take a second for his kasha since he came. He wanted to know if Bali Mumin can be Shemrim. The Mechassino says they can.
They can?
Yeah. Chassidim said, we don't find anywhere that's in an Avoida. He doesn't see why a Balmum can't. What?
Very good, Zavikotten.
Yeah, those are Dabne Neiz. Dabne Neiz is not so agreeing with him. Dabne Neiz claims it is an Avoida, but he says in these sheets that you can use a cotton. Obviously, it's not an Avoida. Which makes sense that a Balmum, okay, so it's not a simple thing. But Chassidim is talking about, by Yemis Parshat, you can use Balmum. He says a Cholol he can't use because he's not a Koyin. You have to have a Koyin. But he doesn't see why Balmum should be paused. Good to know, Chassidim says that. But, okay. They didn't sleep with the big dekun. Zog di gemara shinohu deloy. They didn't sleep. Aval hiluch mahalchim. But they could walk around in them. Because if they could walk around in them, that's a bigger chiddush. Tell me they can't walk around in them. You tell me they can't sleep. Sleep has a different problem. Shema yofiach, like you can't sleep with your tefillin. That's a different problem. But being nene from them, you can. You can walk around with them. Shamet mino big dekun and nitnu lehonas bohen. That's a shailin gemar yuma, big de kahuna. Can you be nana from them shaloi b'shas avayda? From this it would appear you can, because it only says they didn't sleep in them, but nobody told them not to walk around before they go to sleep in the Beis HaMoiket. And the Rosh points out very well, when we, this shaila, can they wear them shaloi b'shas avayda? Let's say the one who says you can't, and we come out, you can. Let's say the one who says you can't. What does that mean? Think about it, it's a strange thing, you know what I mean? A kohen does the avayda, he's standing by the Mizbeach, and he finishes the avoida. What does he do now? He has to walk down from his bed and go to his next job. I don't know, go take a lunch. What's he supposed to get undressed there on the cabbage? What's he supposed to do?
No, you go.
Zog de Rosh, that even the one who says you can't walk around with them, that's shaloi ba zoro. Zichin da zoro. Nothing to talk about. Toich hazor l'kuli almon shoyd l'nit natoir l'malach yashoris. But here we're in the Beis HaMoiked already. The Beis HaMoiked is choil. It's not Azor. It's on the other side where they're going to sleep. But it only says you can't sleep in it.
That depends where in the Beis HaMoiked.
Where they slept is only on the outside. That's what I said before. I can only sleep with the outer half. By the way, I want to take back what I said the other day. The Beis HaMoiked was split in the middle by Pispis. And I told you it was sticks coming out of the ground. It's not. It's coming out of the side walls. I mean, I'm saying. It's things coming out of the walls. Make a demarcation of the border. Yeah, no. Yeah, of course. It'll take somebody's head off. A pole. Yeah, this way, though, you know.
No, it's coming. Wasn't coming out.
I think we're going to learn about it. It sounds to me it was learning this way. But, okay, we'll see. We're going to have the mission about it. We'll come to the mission. Yeah, no, I'm saying. You know.
No, coming out. The matter's like that.
Horizontal, you mean? Sticking out this way?
Good.
Okay.
What's
the picture? Picture has it. They have a picture of this person. No, could be. You can't walk around in it either, because lo nit lohonus. Because we shouldn't boil the misnis sefer. Eloh you pushed in a kaplum and ichnois and tachas roshayen. Ktoni reishanami lohoy yishenim. Really, you can't walk around in them either. But he wants to tell you the din of sleeping that you have to put it under your head, near your head, whatever it is. So it spoke about Yishen. But Enochanami is loy nitna lehonis. So the Gemara, hold on a second. You're telling me it's loy nitna lehonis, right? And why did he say you can't sleep? You really can't walk. It said you can't sleep because I want to tell you the business that when you do sleep, you can put it on your head as a pillow. If you can put it on the head as your pillow, you see, you can be nana. Yevaita proved it. You didn't get out of it. If you put it on the head, it's pillows, Yevaita nitna lehonis. That whole goof is wrong. It should say, "Ktoni mias manichen also tachas roshayim." If I teshmami no big dekun and nit leonis ben, emo neged roshayim. It doesn't mean that's the mepharish said that we learned the mission. It doesn't mean put on the head, put next to your head. You can't put it on the head because lo nit leonis. Omar Rav Papa Nuzach, Shma Mino, from this, Tefillin Min Atzad Sharyin. Tefillin, you want to take off your tefillin and go to sleep, right? So, to put it under your head, the Mefarish says, it's a bezoyin for the tefillin to lay on it. But what do you see from here? You see from here that what do we say? You can't put the big dekuna under your head as a pillow. Why? Because we're going now, lo nit nilahonis man. But you can put it next to your head. That means we're not afraid that when you're sleeping, you roll over and come on top of it. So the same thing by tefillin. Tefillin, you can't put under your head because it's a bezoyin. But you can put it next to your head. Aye, maybe you'll roll over. But you see from here, we're not afraid for rollovers. Okay? And the Mefarish is very good. It's a kal v'chomer because by the big dekuna, you're talking about an Issa Daraisa, on the tzad of lo nitne lehonis, then it's also min ha-Torah to have a no from the big dekuna. It's mil. By the tefillin, it's at best an Issa Darabona. It's a bezoin tefillin. It's not a real Issa. So if over here we're not worried, zichar there we're not worried. Okay. So at this point we're saying it means you can't put them even if nitna lehonis. Well, either way, you can't put it on the head in lehonis. And it has to be that way. The keneged roshayin. Because even if you'll say that you can have hanor from big dekuna, but there's a problem of shatnas over here. You can't lay on it because it's shatnas. The amritachas roshayim nehi the nitnu lehonis ben. Let it be nitnu lehonis ben. You still can't sleep on it. Tepe glemishim isur de kilayim. Oh, so now we got to know what.
How are you allowed to be walking around
with the kuna?
The whole shadow of Nid Lahanis is outside the Azara, not in the Azara.
No.
With the Rosh Hashanah. So why are you allowed to wear it on Shatnas? Even if you hold it's Lahanis, how are you allowed to wear with the kuna outside the Azara? It's Shatnas.
So you can't? Oh. And so you can't?
So what's the whole shadow of the
Mark of Nid
Lahanis and Lahanis? It's not a guess. It's Shatnas anyway.
Most Rishonim hold that Shatnas is Mutash Lo B'Shatz Avoida. Just like Nitnu Lahanis. The Rambam holds it's not. And that's what they scream at the Rambam. So what's the whole Meduba here, Nitnu Lahanis or not? It's anyway Shatnas.
And what so, other Rishonim hold that?
Shatnas is also Mutash Lo B'Shatz Avoida. Also Mutah. As long as you don't go out in the other door. It has the same Gedorim, basically. It'll have the same Gedorim. Mm-hmm. But only when you're wearing them. Or else why then? Why can't you keep it on your head? It's only when you're wearing them, or only during the day, some say. Oh, now, 1 second, what's the shatnas? Who said there's any shatnas here? Who are we talking about here? I'm talking about Kohen Gadol, we're talking about Kohenim Head Yoytim. They don't have shatnas in their things. The only thing might be the avnate, the belt, and that's a machloikis. The bavnate of the Kohen Gadol was shatnas, that we know. So I'm asking you, how could they put it under the head? It's shatnas. Honi chlamandom avnato shel Kohen Gadol, loy zehu avnato shel Kohen Head. The avnate of the Kohen Gadol, which was shatnez, that's not the avnate. The avnate of the Kohen head is plain boots, it's plain linen. So then it's okay, then I have no problem. But what do you do with the other Tana? There's a Tana who holds, Lamandom avnato shel Kohen head, zehu avnato shel Kohen Gadol. That means every Kohen's avnate is shatnez. So how's he going to put it under his head? Terence says it must be he didn't put it under his head. Mayika lemeimar. Oh, we tell, who said so? Who told you there's an Issa to sleep on shatnez? Who told you that? Maybe it's only to wear it? Putting it over you or wearing it. To push it under you. So if you want a name, you're allowed to lay down on Shabbos. It's a thread, you're laying on a blanket of Shabbos, a thread will come up and go onto your leg, let's say. So it'll warm you a little bit. Or the beggar, the blanket will warm you, and the nima is on top of you, whatever. It's the rabbono. So it's also v'chi tema mafsik midi. Maybe he put a pillowcase over his big dekuni. Daddy slept off. Like the kishatnas problem. Or Reb Shimon, or Reb Shimon Levi, or Reb Yosef ben Shomer, shum kol kadisha bishalayim. Afil esa matzol zua gabzul. They went very far with this rabbono. V'kelayim tachteim osa lishan aleim. Vos musvun zogin el shmami no. Keneged Roshayin. It must be they didn't put it on. Whatever it is, however you hold Nitin on it, you got to get out from the Kelayim problem here. By the way, we once mentioned that the Marsho says in Shabbos that when we say in Shvus B'Migdosh, we mean only Shvus Shabbos, but not other Shvus. The Maritz Chayis in Yuma brings a raya right from here. What's the most kasha over here? It's Shatnez. It's only Shatnez and Dabon and Eshwas Bamigdash.
Even
the
Shabbos, not all of them.
Good. It's only in the world of Shabbos. Even there they break it down. That's true. Okay, I hear. That the Matzchayis and Yuma brings a raya from it to the Mashul. Okay, good. He boy is same and no. Maybe Taka means they put it under their head. Boy is shame on Kilayim. They didn't put the belt under their head. They did others. You can make a pillow from the shirt also. Rav Ashi Yoma, big dekuna koshin hein. Big dekuna, since the kofel shisha, that was a very heavy material, the koshim. And the koshim, there's no shatnez of laying on. That shatnez, the rabbonon, most learn. On hard, I don't know what you call hard, wasn't that hard? I mean, but whatever more calls hard, there's no shatnez on that. Dom Rafuna Bray, the Rav Yeshua, or Namto Gamdo. This hard Namto, some sort of. Yeah, they have an English word for it. I don't know what it is. Filter roll, Levad, what?
Heartfelt.
Heartfelt, okay. It's a heartfelt problem. Yeah. I always tiny, you know, after you see what they translate in English, you have to find out what English means. Okay. I'm the Gamda de Nora Sharia. Okay, this parenthesis they all take out. This belongs in Yuma. This is that famous Bryce where he wore the big de kahuna to meet Alexander Mukhtin and he took it outside. I got the story over there anyway. Anyway, whatever it is, it says over there before that it's Mutter, Shalom Bishas Avoida. It is Nitna Lehonis Mehen. Okay. Iro Keri Bechod Mehen. So what do we say in the Mishnah? He goes out in a mesiba, in a tunnel that goes under the Bira. That goes under the Bira. So we spoke then already. What's going to help you? The thing is about Keri. He's got to get out of it. What's going to help him? The tunnel is Messiah Reb Yochanan, Doma Mechilas Loneskachu. Any of the underground zachin were not niskach. And Rabbi Yochanan said a second then, Balkeri mishtalei chutz l'shnei machnes. Says, b'chol zav, the rabbi says, Balkeri. Fine. Okay, I'm going to get some bathroom shaylos here. Move it. My name is Dom Karkan. Rav Saf, Rabbi Yosef, b'veis hakise. What if the Gemara says, you see from this, if you remember, this Mishnah says, b'veis hakise shel kovid there. They came up with this idea of having a locked door in the bathroom. So when you came, you saw there was a locked door. You didn't go in. So it was open, you went in. What's the point of it? Obviously, the tznius angle. You don't want somebody in the bathroom with somebody else. That's obviously the point over here. Rav Saf Rabbi Yosef Besakise. Osef Rebabo Nocharle. So they had a system, I remember they had a system. He would grunt. They didn't want people talking in the bathroom. So he would grunt. If he was inside, he would grunt back. He would know somebody's there. If he didn't hear an answer, he'd go into the bathroom. This didn't have a lock. This was not such a sophisticated operation over here. This was without a lock. So that was their system. Now, when Rebabo grunted, Reb Safra should have grunted back. Come in. Strange thing. Boss at the Norfolk, after he went out, Rebabba said to Reb Safra, you did a most strange thing there. Ad kan lo slikas le seyer. You haven't moved to seyer yet. Gamris mili de seyer. You learned the ways of the Edom people. They bring that the Gemara says in Brochis that the Parsiim would snoo him in Beis Hakise. The Edom people were not. So he's saying to him, you didn't move to Edom, you learned their tricks, you're not so new in the Beis Hakise. You don't know this Mishnah. The Mishnah has to do that. Lav hochi tanan, motzul nobi yidu sheyesham odom. Which means to say, lemem, lo miboy, le lemeyal. You're not supposed to have two guys in the bathroom at the same time. What's it, Rav Safra? What did he do there? It's a strange thing. He says, come in. What's it, look at the whole Dalton. Rav Safra, some do masukinu. He knows what's going on over there. He figured that Rav Abba is in a bad way, and it's when you're at a certain stage, Gemara will say, and you hold back the nekovim. That's a sakon. So Achmen, that overrides. That's all. So the mesukin, Dilma mesukin, he didn't know. Kiddusanya, Reb Shim Gamlima, Omer Achoyz. I mean, if you have to go and it gets past a certain point, then you hold yourself back, like you bring it back into your intestines. Maybe suddenly the hadroikin. Honestly, I don't know what that means, but some sort of it's not a pleasant disease. That's for sure. How did they touch hadroikin?
Jaundice.
That's all. I would have hoped for better than that. Come on. Silan Achoyze with the Meiraglai, maybe suddenly the Yerokin. I would say that's jaundice, Yerokin.
No, Yerokin, that's what you
said. Yeah, no, Hadroikin. What's the first one?
Hadroikin, he says dropsy.
Dropsy?
Yeah.
That sounds like Psalm disease, no? Psalm Shverazach. I said Mesukin, in fact, I'm some sort of Mesukin de Gemachle here.
Sickness that causes one's stomach to swell.
Oh, yeah, the Rashi says that in a few places. It's a bit night sova. Your belly swells.
Right.
Meraglayim. If he gets past a certain point and you hold yourself back, so you're like pulling it back, that can cause jaundice. Okay, that makes sense. That we understand in our terms too. I mean, if over too much urine inside, you're going to get jaundice. What?
My grandfather Safiyam had that problem. He had a swollen stomach.
Oh, that's something else. Yeah, that's hadroik, and that's the other thing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay, now it comes to some medical advice. Actually, not medical advice. This is tznius advice. Choshich tokin, meaning you should do your bowel movements at the evening. Tokin afsho, call them early in the morning. Tokin, get used to doing it in the morning and in the evening. Because again, the way the Mefarsh explains, in the morning and the evening, there are not people around. Yeah, they didn't have bathrooms like we have. It's a problem. You know? So when nobody's around, you could do it by the side of the house. In the middle of the day, you're going to have to go out to the field. You're not doing it in the middle where people are around. So now he's telling you, choshich tokin nafshich, in the evening. Call them early in the morning, tokin nafshich. Get used to it. Your body will get used to that system. You won't have to go in the middle of the day. Because if you have to go in the middle of the day, you'll have to go far out of the city to the fields to find a private place for the bathroom. Tuv ugli, sit down before you expose yourself. See, then cover yourself with equipment, then stand up. The Be'er Sheva is busy. This is not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It says you shouldn't be mfanis standing up. That it says. But it doesn't say this in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to, you should sit down before you take your pants off and bring them up before you stand up. So he tells me to see this extra sneeze. It's like not brought anywhere. Okay, now comes an interesting thing. Health things. Shtoif ushasi. When you drink, you should. Now you're talking. It's interesting. But talking here with something was left. There's something left in the cup from the guy before you. So you should wash around. Right. The getaway is right. Shtoif v'ochis. When you finish and you put the cup down, also wash around the rim. Even though we just told you before you drink, you should wash it. But you should be concerned. Maybe that guy will forget.
Yeah,
so what?
Mouth.
I don't know if it's most, it's poshut sakon, I'm not sure.
To learn for tveta, to clean, for tveta to moth him.
Yeah.
If it's, you clean it, you want to make him moth.
Yeah, but I don't know if he knows. He learns the first poshut, that guy poshut may forget that then. He'll come and see the scar, but don't drink it without washing it off. He may just forget, even though we're giving advice. What?
That's German,
Yeah, okay. That's this, okay. Ukshato shoyse mayim shvoich mehen. Explain like this. This was talking with wine. You drank a half a cup of wine. It's interesting. You drank a half a cup of wine, right? Okay. Now, what you really should do is pour it out. You want to get your roik out of this, so pour it out. But in wine, you can't pour out the wine because it's bizu yoichlin. So they give you the next eitzah, wash around the rim. But if it's water, on water there's no bizu yoichlin. So better than wash around, spill it out, and then give it to your Talmud. Kedesanyo. Yeah, now what's special about a Talmud? What?
Spill it all out.
Spill it enough to get your roik out of there. I mean, if you can figure that out. Now, what's special about your Talmud? It's anybody, even your Talmud. You would think that a Rebbe to a Talmud, the Talmud wouldn't mind the Rebbe's germs. You know, he's not bothered. No, better get rid of it. Kidisanya lo yishta odo mayin v'yitin le talmido elo imken shofach mehen. Because Talmud shmalmid are talmidim who will be sensitive. They won't drink. He couldn't drink it. A heavy istanish boy. He gave up his life for his istanishkeit. Rav Ashi Omar, Hilko, therefore, Hai Talmido, the Shofich Kame Rabbe. Less by mishum afkerusa. It's not a chutzpah. In other words, my Rebbe hands me a cup. I spill out a little. That's not a cup. Because I said it's a sakana, whatever it is. Even in front of your Rebbe, that's not called a sakana. So the Bashur points out that it's a funny zah. So now you're telling me, you just told me before that the Rebbe, before he hands it to the Talmud, should pour out a little. What does he have to do that for? The Talmud will pour it. What, are you afraid he won't pour it out? You just told me the Talmud can pour it out. It's not a chutzpah to do in front of Rebbe. But you're afraid for it. The Talmud will be scared to do it in front of his Rebbe, even though he really has full right to do it, because the word says you're allowed to do it. But a fart be scared in front of his Rebbe to spill out, you know, look like he's insulting his Rebbe. Your germs aren't good for me. So we're telling the Rebbe, you take care, and even by your Talmud, make sure you spill it out before you give it to him. Kol mili loy tiflet bapi raboch. Gemara's a big chutzpah. Nisa don't think Gemara says name for spitting in front of your Rebbe. So if something is in your mouth and you bring it up, you shouldn't spit it out in front of the Rebbe. Bar mikora shebichayu nishdaisa. What's kor? How do you touch it? Pumpkin?
Squash.
Gourds. These are. Yeah. Migor chaya dekipsila shel everdom. That's very dangerous. If you bring it up and swallow it down, it'll burn out your inside. So that's a shame already. Sakona. So that chotim dot zapsa. It is a chutzpah to spit in front of your Rebbe. Spit out something. But karo chaya. They say you can. Okay.
Oh.